So again, a really warm welcome. A warm welcome to everybody. It's a delight to see you all. And thank you, Neil, for putting the link in the chat box for a forum for those of you who would like to join. Perfectly, you know, voluntary or no requirement or anything like this. You don't feel obligated to do it. But if you'd like to connect with others. And one thing that when I was first learning about Buddhism, that really struck me, and maybe this is something I appreciate about Buddhist practice, is that often things are seem like common sense, but maybe we hadn't quite thought of them so much. And one is that everything has consequences. Everything. Like, there are no exceptions. Everything has consequences. And sometimes we think like, oh, it doesn't matter that I'm, I don't know, eat the second cookie. It doesn't matter that I'm not returning that email, or it doesn't matter that I'm having these thoughts in my mind, you know, or whatever it might be. But everything has a consequence. Maybe their consequences are large, maybe they're small. But part of the Buddhist practice is to recognize and align ourselves with this, that everything has consequences. So let's take care of what we do with our body, speech, and mind. Let's take care. And we can cultivate it. We can cultivate actions in body, speech, and mind. And part of loving kindness practice is to do that for the mind and the heart, is to intentionally create the conditions in which loving kindness might be more readily accessible, maybe at the moment when we're practicing, or maybe later. Maybe it's not even evident, which is true for so many things we do, right? That the consequences aren't felt or experienced or known right then. But often, you know, just this accumulation of habits or this accumulation of actions that we've done, years later we discovered, or months later, oh yeah, I put on a few pounds. Maybe those extra cookies did matter, or I hurt my friend's feelings by not responding, or whatever it might be. So based on this idea, I'd like to read a poem that talks about what are some of the consequences of our actions. And this is from one of my favorite poets these days, Rosemary Truemer. It's called I Don't Know. And it goes like this. I don't know. Today, I noticed something green spearing through the dirt in the garden. And only because there are 8 such spears rising in perfect rows do I vaguely remember last year I planted bulbs there, but I don't remember what they are. How much of the beauty we plant do we forget? There is so much in me that grows because of words you have sown. I doubt you remember them. I don't remember them either. Only that your words were kind, and now they have taken root. Who knows what the flowers will look like? I water them, though. Trust I'll be delighted when they bloom into a garden of beautiful I don't know. So when I was reading this poem, I was thinking about, she said, the poet writes, there is so much in me that grows because of words you have sown. And I was thinking, well, this you could be other people, but it could also be ourselves. I doubt you remember them. I don't remember them either. Only that your words were kind and now they have taken root. This is a big part of why we do mindfulness practice and loving kindness practice, is to help plant the seeds, or in the case for this, you could say plant bulbs. But my spear, the poet, she uses spearing as a verb here. I notice something green spearing through the dirt in the garden, pushing its way through, finding its way, getting expressed. Even though just, you know, a few days earlier, it didn't seem like anything was going to be there. So with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. We can plant some of these bulbs of kind words to ourselves and to others. So taking an alert, upright posture. A posture that has both ease and uprightness. A posture that reflects your intention of meditating and having kindness for yourself. So without stiffness, maybe with an extra cushion or blanket or shawl that feels cozy and supportive. Just feeling what it feels like to be here in this moment. Noticing the body, feeling the body. Feeling the body breathing. Maybe hearing sounds, and just allowing those sounds to be there. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. Just very simply receiving what's being known. And we find ourselves lost in thought. We don't have to make it a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again with noticing the sensations of breathing, perhaps sensations in the body, perhaps sounds. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring into mind a lovable being. Maybe it's somebody who has said kind words to you that have sprouted in your life in some way. Or if that feels too complicated, imaginary kittens, puppies, babies. Someone for whom the heart sings or blossoms in an uncomplicated way, some appreciation, care, and respect. And bringing this lovable being to mind, allowing yourself to connect. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can say these phrases as a way to bring the mind and heart back when it tends to wander. May you be safe.
May you be safe.
May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there a way in which their kind words have blossomed in your heart, in your mind, in a way that's supportive and nurturing? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might be that there's a sense of warmth or spaciousness in the chest or the belly. And if so, you can allow that to be supportive. Really feel into that without grabbing. Maybe it's more an allowing or opening to receiving. Then we can build on this loving kindness for a lovable being and expand it and have loving kindness for ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. maybe bringing an image of yourself, even an image of when you're a child. Bringing an image to mind might support connecting with the sincere wish. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Recognizing that kind words we have for ourselves have consequences. Even if we're not aware of those consequences immediately, reading a little bit from this poem. How much of the beauty we plant do we forget? There is so much in me that grows because of words you have sown. I doubt you remember them. I don't remember them either, only that your words were kind, and now they have taken root. So we can expand our loving kindness to people that we don't know, people that we don't have a relationship with. Maybe we say hi to them, maybe we've said kind words, maybe we haven't. Maybe somebody on this Zoom call that you don't know, somebody in the neighborhood maybe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes it takes just a little more effort to bring to mind a neutral person, somebody we don't have a relationship with or don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then let's continue to expand our loving kindness. to someone with whom we have a complicated relationship. Not the most difficult relationship we have, but one in which it's a little bit uncomfortable. And bringing this person to mind. Maybe feeling in the body what happens when we bring this person to mind. And can we extend goodwill towards them? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there a way in which it's supportive, it's helpful to imagine that we're planting seeds, bulbs that may not be known for some time? The fruits, the flowers may not be seen for some time. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. This idea of loving kindness practice, or of course mindfulness practice as well, or any time in which we can bring some ease and presence to whatever is arising, is a way in which we're help creating the conditions that it's more likely that we'll have access to ease or peace or friendliness, kindness, goodwill in the future. Everything has consequences. Of course it does. Of course it does. So it can be helpful and fun and enjoyable to talk about these ideas with other people. So many people talk about, I didn't really want to go in the breakout rooms, but I went and I'm glad that I did. We hear this a lot. So if you're feeling a little bit hesitant, why don't you give it a try? There's so many beautiful people that are part of this sangha that arrive, that come here on these evenings. So you can get together and you can talk about, what is it, this idea of all of our actions have consequences, or planting seeds that might later take fruit. And we don't know when the fruit is going to, when the conditions are right, it'll get expressed. Or you can just talk about, how was that meditation period for you? Working with a lovable being, self, neutral, and mildly difficult person. And it can be helpful if you just say one point, and then it can go to the next person. Say one point, it goes to the next person, and then it goes to the next person. And in that way, it doesn't end up that there's one person that's doing all the talking, but instead that everybody has a chance to talk. And let's see here, I'm just evening up this up the rooms a little bit as people abandon ship. Okay, so there'll be three or four. Oh, then somebody else just left. Okay, here we go. And then I'm going to stop trying to make it perfect. Okay, so there we go. So if you'd like, you can go in alphabetical order by your screen name if it's like difficult to choose who's going to go first. Here we go.